Suddenly, the room plunged into darkness, and a chorus of whispers filled the air. The mirror began to glow, and the reflection of a monstrous figure emerged. It was Cain, but not as we had seen him before. His eyes burned with an unholy fire, and his smile twisted into a grotesque grin. Cain's voice echoed through the ballroom, "Welcome to your new reality. The convention has only just begun." Panic ensued as the attendees scrambled to escape, but the doors were locked, and there was no way out. The walls seemed to close in, and the air grew thick with an oppressive, otherworldly presence. In the chaos, Lilith approached me, her eyes gleaming with a predatory intensity. "There's no escape," she whispered. "Embrace the darkness, and you will find power beyond your wildest dreams." As the night wore on, it became clear that the convention was not just an event but a sinister ritual. We were all pawns in Cain's twisted game, trapped in a web of terror and desire. The boundaries between reality and nightmare blurred, and there was no way to know what was real anymore. By dawn, only a few of us remained, forever changed by the horrors we had witnessed. Cain and Lilith disappeared, leaving behind a shattered hotel and a group of survivors marked by the darkness. I left the hotel, haunted by the memories of that night. The convention had opened a door to a world of unimaginable terror and power, and there was no way to close it. The experience had changed me, and I knew I could never return to my old life. The darkness had become a part of me, and I would carry it with me forever.